Ted Kitchens, the executive director. They're great partners and sponsors and friends of ours. I love the Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. They have more runs down to Florida now through some of the new carriers, but they have it going on. And, Ted, here we go on some of the Omicron and all this stuff on international news and national news. But I think, people, it's going to be a busy week between really today and right through, well, the next 10 days. How are we looking? And thank you for joining us for an update.
Hey, good morning, Jack, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everybody out there, and to you and yours.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's pretty busy down there right now. we are entering the peak of the peak here over the next 5 to 6 days. I think this the Christmas holiday falling on a Saturday, and then of course New Year's 1 week later. Is kind of stretching the peak period out a little bit. I think some people are kind of doing a Saturday to Saturday, or Friday to the following Sunday, extended type vacation. So it's pretty busy down there, but we are certainly finishing the year on a very strong note here.
And people, you've had the protocols. I know a couple of the CEOs of American and Southwest testified recently. You've got the better air system. You've got the protocols. You've been at this a couple of years now, and you've been recognized as doing it better than a lot of the regional carriers. So people, are really taking the precautions. For the most part, if people are healthy and well and fully vaccinated or feel that they're well and safe to travel, are you seeing people, their plans not being deterred?
Yeah, I think, just on a national level, I think you're not seeing any decrease in bookings or advanced bookings, from the carriers because of the Omicron variant. I think, you're right in that we have, 2 years underneath our belt here with this thing. It's hard to believe it's been 2 years, but we have the tools in our toolbox to mitigate, our risk or the perceived exposure to any risk with either being vaccinated or wearing our mask or all the above, doing a multi-layered type strategy. So I think, people are, eager to get out there and see loved ones that they haven't seen maybe for 2 years, but also, B, they're a little more comfortable. There's a lot more confidence in the safety of travel because of all the tools that we do have at our disposal and just how much, I think, smarter we are about, what the thing is and how we can, again, mitigate that risk.
Ted Kitchens, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport. Before we let you go on a busy Wednesday, thanks for the check, and Merry Christmas to you and yours, and happy holidays and your staff and family, Ted. Are a lot of the runs out of the Manchester Airport south still in recreation versus business? Are you seeing a lot of people just sort of doing the personal family stuff or personal getting down to Florida or point south?
Yeah, I think, right now it's obviously, all personal. The gap, the 2 week, 3 week gap between Thanksgiving and Christmas is usually where you see a little bit more of the business travel. Everybody trying to get out there to one last time before the end of the year, but not necessarily a leisure trip because they may have just taken one in Thanksgiving or will have one coming up in Christmas, and some people have both. So we really didn't see that business traveler in that 3 week gap. The numbers were actually fairly low for us in terms of passenger count. So I think that business traveler still has not fully recovered. I would still kind of peg it if I had to, put a number out there at maybe 20%, maybe 25% recovered in that demand. But I'm hopeful that will start turning into a positive trend sometime in the spring of 2022.
Right.
And then continuing through the summertime and into the fall, So I hope that happens. And if that does, then with additional leisure opportunities and the low fares that we're providing out of the market, not only on Spirit, but there's some crazy fares right now on Southwest Airlines as well. I think we'll be in a really good shape as an airport come next summer. But it all depends on that pace of that recovery and that business traveler.
Excellent update and forecast for the travel. Thank you very much, Ted Kitchens, Manchester-Boston Regional Airport, on this Wednesday morning as we roll into Christmas. Thank you, Ted.
Appreciate it, Jack, and I hope you have a very happy holidays and a upbeat So I hope I got you off to a good start.
Yes. What are they called? Influencers. We all have influencers. A few of my key influencers, including one at home, said, "You better cheer up. The last 2 days, you've been in a mood." All right. Thanks, Ted.
Take care. Bye-bye.